where Wolseley hippies and West End punks can get along. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we are going to learn strategies to keep our cool with Michelle Renee Peltier. She teaches kids how to meditate using guided imagery. We're even going to try a meditation exercise. Then we'll meet Evan. He's a 10-year-old who was taught mindfulness at school. We'll find out how it helps him while he's in class and how the benefits extend beyond the classroom. We've got a book review from Kids Crew member Evan Dates, and all of this is mixed with excellent music. We're so glad you're with us for the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids public radio. You can find our playlists and so much more at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour, kids public radio.
What did the sign in the monastery searching for new monks say?
I don't know. What?
Inquire within.
It's time for the Children's Hour, kids public radio.
All going down, yeah, all gone down. But from your center, you can see it's just going up and around. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe it in, breathe it out. Feel the breath within the breath. Take it in and take it down underground. Feel the rhythm slowing down to the speed of sound. Worry will not take away your trouble tomorrow. Only take away your peace today. Worry will not take away your pain. Your sorrow, bring it back to the breath and it can all melt away. Give in, give out. Give in, give out. No longer looking upward for what lies inside. Don't need to ever cut or sever what can be untied.
How in the world does it change? How in the world does it change? The answer always seems to be the same. The answer always seems to be the same. Don't hold your breath.
I'm thinking more and more, for sure now. More and more, I'm thinking less and less. No stress. Bring it in, bring it out. Bring it in, bring it out. It's so simple that it's easy not to see or believe. But you're exactly where you need to be, so just breathe. Worry will not take away your trouble tomorrow. Only take away your peace today. Worry will not take away your pain. Sorrow, bring it back to the breath and it can all melt away.
How in the world does it change? How in the world does it change? The answer always seems to be the same. The answer always seems to be the same.
Don't hold your breath.
That's Wookiefoot from a CD called You're It with Don't Hold Your Breath right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. It's always so great to be with you all out in listener land and everyone on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Lucas.
Hi, it's Sonia. Hi, it's Ethan.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, friends. It's Melissa.
Hello, it's Lucy.
Well, it is so great you are all here. Thank you for being here. Today on the Children's Hour, we're going to learn about kids and meditation. What is meditation? How do you do it? And what's it for? We have an expert in meditation with children. Her name is Michelle Renee Peltier, and she's with Golden Child Books, and she's going to lead us in a meditation today on the Children's Hour with everyone here on Zoom and you in listener land. I can't wait. And we're also going to hear a little excerpt from Peace Talks Radio. It's another independent radio production out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, produced by Paul Ingalls. And in this clip, we're going to hear how one kid is benefiting from learning mindfulness. Plus, we have a book review by our own Evan Dates on the Children's Hour crew. But before we get to all of these things, this is from Aaron Nigel Smith and the Merry Rockers right here on the Children's Hour.
What you gonna do?
Let's take the beach.
Check it. I used to bury my truth inside. Try to hide from the feelings in my mind that say, you're not enough the way you are. But when the reggae rhythm drops, I feel like a superstar. Feel my heartbeat, move my body in time. What a joy to hear the Rasta rhymes. We all are light, we all are love, we all are one. Reggae Pilates.
Myself, take my worries and my cares and put them on the shelf. If I stumble or I frown, I repeat, turn it around. I bet if you give it a try, you'll find you've got
reggae Pilates. Reggae Pilates. The rhythm in time, yeah, beating the feeling, come turn it up to the ceiling, the reggae music so healing in positivity dealing, so if you need an uplift, it don't really take a lot, raise up your voice, everybody's got
reggae Pilates. Reggae Pilates. Reggae Pilates.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and with us on the show today from Golden Child Meditation for Children is Michelle Peltier. And we heard a rumor that you think you can make us all calm down and feel better just by sitting here and breathing. And I want to know if that's actually true.
Well, breathing is one of the techniques that we use in mindfulness.
And a lot of what I teach is guided meditation, guided visualization. So we use our imagination to create that place of calm within ourselves. So if we close our eyes, we can hear all of that constant loop of thought. What we're doing is creating a little bit of a gap between us and the thought or sensation.
So wait a second. You're saying just by closing your eyes, the thoughts that we're having. So if I close my eyes right now, my thought is I'm hungry and I could really use a snack. And if I close my eyes, it separates me a little bit from that thought.
A lot of what we do when we close our eyes is we're hungry, we're tired, we're cranky, we're trying to think of the information for our test tomorrow, and we're managing it. So in mindfulness, we're using a focal point, our breath, and noticing the sensation, but there's a little bit of separation.
You can actually talk us through how to do this right now on the radio?
Yeah.
So do we want to give this a try?
Sure.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
So you all go ahead and close your eyes if you feel comfortable. And then give yourself a nice deep breath. And breathe into the center of your belly. That's really nice, you all. And another breath into the center of your belly. And then in your mind's eye, your imagination, imagine that you have a connection from your body into the earth. And then when you have that connection, begin to bring your attention to those thoughts that just flow right through you. Begin to notice those thoughts like a river in your mind. And instead of being right in the middle of them, in the middle of the river, step right behind it. And then imagine above your head a bright gold sun. And then just pop it. And let it pour into the whole of your body, filling you in. You're a sponge soaking yourself up. So when you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. And just notice what 3 to 4 minutes of simple focus on your breath and stepping behind your thoughts. Notice what's different in your body right now.
Feel a little bit lighter.
And it's interesting to watch how the brain thinks, right? We wonder how you're feeling. You can let us know. You can go to childrenshour.org and you can leave us a message and tell us how you're feeling after you take a moment to meditate. We're talking with Golden Child Meditation for Children leader, Michelle Pelletier, and we're going to be right back.
Breathe. Listen to the noise that makes the silence. Pause. Notice the peace that comes with stillness. All the suns, all the suns. the ground beneath you. Then you'll find your roots run deeper than your imagination.
We will shine no matter what.
Make your
shine. Make your light shine.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by Electric Playhouse. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.
Up and down, I can ride my bike all around. I can make a princess crown if I tell myself I can. I can skip the monkey bar. I can run that extra mile. I can dress myself in my own style if I tell myself I can. If I tell myself I can. If I tell myself I can, I can do anything. If I tell myself I can, I can do anything. I can do anything. If I tell myself I can. I can cut with scissors, write my name. I can make new friends or new games. I can build rocket ships and planes if I tell myself I can. I can learn to tie my own shoe. I can jump rope and skateboard too. I can be anything I want to if I tell myself I can. If I tell myself I can. I can do anything. If I tell myself I if I tell myself I can, I can do anything. I can do anything. If I tell myself I can, I can do anything. If I tell myself I can.
If I Tell Myself I Can is Ashley Mills Monaghan. Over the break, you were hearing Ketsa, and before that, Flor Bromley from her 2021 release Pachamama with Loose. All the Sounds is Lucy Kalantari and the Jazz Cats, and that was a Grammy-winning CD. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today on the show, we're talking about meditation and keeping our cool. It can be hard to keep your cool with all of the pressures in the world today. But there are some simple tricks, and we're learning them here on the show, including breathing and feeling a sense of connectedness to the earth below us and a filling from the sky above us. And we've practiced a little bit with our guest, Michelle Peltier, and the kids have some questions for you from the crew.
Why is meditation a good thing to do?
Here's a great example for my son. So when he was learning and he was 8, he was just beginning to play soccer and he wanted to kick a goal in a game. And I said to him, why don't you have your grounding cord when you're just about to kick that goal? Take 1 second, imagine that connection into the earth. And when he did, that's when he would kick the ball into the goal. So there's really simple and concrete ways that our connection within ourselves affects our life.
I was wondering, for some people, if it was hard for them to meditate.
I would say for most of us, when we begin, it's uncomfortable because we start to notice that loop of thoughts or all the different places where our attention is that's outside of the present moment. So if our brains work really quickly, we can be thinking about 10 different things at once. And that can be harder than if our brains work slightly differently and they're not as loud.
So those of us with loud brains who fancy ourselves as multitaskers, we really maybe have a hard time learning to sit quietly and just let the thoughts go.
Like anything, it's a muscle, Lucy. So the more we practice, the stronger we get.
Is there a specific way to do meditation, like lying down or in a chair? Like, is there like a natural way people should do it?
That's great, Melissa. A lot of mindfulness meditation is people are sitting cross-legged. I really love this connection with my grounding cord from my body, just that straight down into the earth. And then I also bring in some earth energy through my feet. So I have this whole just very simple lines of energy through my body. So it's easier for me to sit upright. But people do it in all different ways. And there really is no right way to do it. Sometimes we have a walking meditation.
What does a walking meditation look like?
Well, what I have found for myself over the years is when I walk through a forest, I am able to focus more within my own body, within my breath, with my feet touching the earth. And I have the sense of coming down and landing within myself. So with mindfulness, we can use our breath. We can use walking. Sometimes people will use a candle. They have a point of focus to attach their mind to in a way so that the busyness has something to do.
Do you feel energized after you're meditating, or do you feel kind of calm and just content?
Both. When I take the time in my meditation to envision what I want to create in my life, then I fill myself up with that and I feel so jazzed for the rest of the day. And if what I really need in meditation is if I'm experiencing overwhelm or anxiety and I need to get to that calm, then that's what I take away. And also a sense of strength and purpose within myself. And we can do that with 1 minute of meditation, or we can do that with 1 hour. But definitely when we're younger, 5 minutes is really all we need in the beginning.
And even starting with just 1 minute at a time, just breathing in and breathing out and imagining that you are connected to the world, because you are. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thanks for having me, Katie. Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water. Have died, have never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's birth, they are in the wailing child, they are with us in the home, they are with us in the crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to be. Listen more often to things than to be. Listen more often to things than to be. Listen more often to things than to be.
Listening to the Children's Hour, that was the Cross Pulse Percussion Ensemble with a CD called I Like Everything About You, I Do. The song was called Breaths. And here on the Children's Hour today, we're thinking about our breaths, and they're used to help us control our very strong emotions that we may have and to keep our cool when things feel stressful. We're going to hear an excerpt from Peace Talks Radio. It's a radio program that's produced here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, like the Children's Hour. And like us, it's produced by an independent producer. His name is Paul Ingalls. And Paul has a program on kids and mindfulness. You're going to hear from 10-year-old Evan. He's an elementary kid here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who learned mindfulness from an organization called Families for Peace. That's the four is a number. The co-director, Scott Cameron, also speaks up on this clip, but Evan is first, and he's going to tell us what mindfulness is doing for him while he's at school.
Well, it helps me clear my thoughts, and it would make me calm by, like, changing what I would think about. Like, if I think about something like schoolwork, I could come to think about food. So at the beginning, he will tell us what we do, like if we're doing mindful breathing or mindful listening. And then he would tell us what you need to focus on, like focus on your breath going in and out. And so we would think of our breath going in and out.
That's 10-year-old Evan in a clip from Peace Talks Radio. Later on in that program, his mindfulness teacher, Scott Cameron, speaks to what he thinks mindfulness does for kids.
I think that teaching it to kids is a means of reducing violence. I think that children are much closer to their own innate mindfulness, so it's easier to teach it to them and get them to connect to it. And I think that children a lot of times are raised with a lack of awareness of their own emotions and of how to deal with their own emotions, and that leads to, at times as they get older, violence.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. That excerpt is from Peace Talks Radio. Many thanks to Paul Ingalls for allowing us to excerpt his work. And you can find more about Peace Talks and mindfulness and meditation. All of this is at our website, childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Keeping Our Cool. In the meantime, coming up, We're going to have an exercise in mindfulness, and we have a book review by our Evan from our crew. This is Lindsay Monroe from Frogs and Birds, right here on the Children's Hour.
When I'm not doing fine, I keep this in mind. I can take a breath or two. When I want to feel well, I can be still. I can take a breath or two. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. When I am still, I can be fine. Breathing in and out. When I'm not doing fine, keep this in mind. I can sing a song or two. When I want to be well, I can be still. Come and sing a song or two. La da da, la da da. Mm-hmm. La da 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 da. When I'm not doing fine, I keep this in mind. I can move my arms around. I can be still. I can move my arms around. To change how I feel, I keep this in mind. I can take a breath. I can hum a song. I can move my arms and feel all.
Sky. Push it out. Take a deep breath from the earth. Push it out. Lion breath. Take a deep breath from the sky. Push it out. Take a deep breath from the earth. Push it out. Lion breath. Breath from the sky. Push it out. Take a deep breath from the earth. Push it out. Lion breath.
listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org. That's the teenage band Snook Nook and their single, which is called Inside of You. And over the break, you heard Dragonfly, that's Second Sky. Mr. Nature brought us Deep Breath, our exercise in mindfulness together. And Lindsay Monroe, way back when, Take a Breath from her brand new release, Frogs and Birds. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And Evan from our crew has a book review coming right up. We're learning about mindfulness and meditation. And you can find lots of links and other information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Keeping Our Cool. This is the Dreyer Family Band right here on the Children's Hour.
How do you want to spend your time? I like to spend my time singing, dancing, and creating, reading, playing, celebrating, laughing, sleeping, strategizing, playing music, harmonizing. What you think about gets bigger, what you think about grows wings, what you think about becomes you, so let's think about love, love, love. So let's think about love.
want to spend your time? How do you like to spend your time? Don't waste it, fight it on killing, hanging around those who are willing to hurt your heart or your mind. Life's too short to be unkind. What you love to do, who you like to be, the way you spend your time, occupy your mind, the way you treat your friends in this earth of ours, it's how you live your life. What you think about gets bigger, what you think about grows wings, what you think about becomes you, so let's think about love, 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 peace and love. What you think can overcome you, so let's think about love. How do you want to spend your time? I like to spend my time planting, eating, gallivanting, meditating in the light, working, learning, and pretending, spreading love with all my might. Who you know you are, who you grow to be, the way you share your time, occupy your mind, the way you care for those, no matter what they do, it's how you live your life. Love, 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 peace and love. Let's spread the love, 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 peace and love. Cause what you think about gets bigger, what you think about grows wings, what you think about becomes you, and you can't be anything.
I first heard The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse as an audio recording. I heard it over and over again at bedtime until I'd memorized the words. It's just that kind of book. The author and illustrator, Charlie Mackesy, was also the narrator, and there were lots of beautiful sound effects that helped me imagine his story without pictures. Months later, I got the actual printed book, published by HarperOne, for my birthday. And the messy but magical illustrations revealed a whole new world to me. Hi, I'm Evan Dates, and this week I'm reviewing the book The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse for the Children's Hour. The wonderful thing about this book is that I can imagine kids of all ages and even adults loving it. The story of friendship and adventure also includes some cool new twists on old sayings, like when the mole says, "If at first you don't succeed, have some cake." I can't say enough good stuff about The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse, written and illustrated by Charlie Mackesy, and published by HarperOne. You just need to read it for yourself or to someone else. Makes a really sweet gift, too. For the Children's Hour, this is Evan Dates.
Thank you. frío. Siento paz como un río en mi alma. Siento paz como un río. Siento paz como un río. Siento paz como un río en mi alma. Siento amor como el mar. Siento amor como el mar. Siento amor como el mar en mi alma. Siento amor como el mar. Siento amor como el mar. Siento amor como el mar en mi alma. Siento alegría como fuente. Alegría como fuente, alegría como fuente en mi alma. Siento alegría como fuente, alegría como fuente, alegría como fuente en mi alma. Siento paz como un río, siento paz como un río, siento paz como un río en mi alma. Siento paz como un río, siento paz como un río, siento paz como un río en mi alma. Siento paz como un río.
Elizabeth Mitchell and Suni Pass from a CD called Tu Eres Mi Flor, Songs for Children in Español. That's Peace Like a River, Paz Como un Río. And before that, you heard Twinkle Time, Twinkle's It's Okay to Be Me. That's the single of the remix. And many thanks to Evan Dates and his mom, Vanessa, for making that piece for us today on the Children's Hour. You can find links and so much more information about our guests and all the things you've heard on the Children's Hour, including our playlists, at childrenshour.org. This episode is called Keeping Our Cool. We're going to go out with one more. This is Megan Schoenbaum from a CD called Bubba and Boo, a 2020 release. This is Peace and Love, and I wish that for all of you. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
and peace and love and all the happy things for you, for me, and everyone we see. Sending them peace and love. Do 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 do. Sending them peace and love. Loving kindness, you will find it. The only way we can make a change in this world. Wear your smile for a while, and you will see all the beauty, beauty.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to Michelle Renee Peltier for being with us on the show today, and also to Peace Talks Radio and Paul Ingalls. We had production help today from Christina Stella.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, and by the Pacifica Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.